The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's your plan B? I laid out mine, and here's the way the lineup would sound. With all my moves put into place, my leadoff hitter at second base would be Jazz Chisholm. Aaron Judge would bat second and right. Cody Bellinger would bat third at first base. Either Alex Bregman or Carlos Correa would hit cleanup at third. Giancarlo would DH batting fifth. Austin Wells behind the plate batting sixth. Jason Dominguez in left field batting seventh. Luis Robert Jr. batting eighth in center. And Anthony Volpe at shortstop batting ninth. That's a very long lineup, team.
When is pitchers and catchers?
I have it in my calendar.
We're already talking about the lineup for the Yankees. Well,
tell the Giants to stop tanking in the middle of December. Maybe we'll talk about them.
I don't know. Drew Locke is starting again. So maybe they are.
Wait till you see the other injury report. By the way, are you missing Caleb Durbin?
Yeah, well, so here's the answer to that, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's really important to allow an avenue for a young player to play. And so Caleb Durbin would get that opportunity potentially at second base, and Jazz Chisholm could move to the outfield. And that's the beauty of versatility. The versatility option allows you to do different things if a young player emerges.
How much did he do playing the outfield, Jazz?
Jazz Chisholm? He played in Miami a couple of years ago. They moved him to the outfield. And
for a full season?
He ended up playing, I think, a full season in center field. I'll give you the exact amount of games, but he obviously came up as a shortstop.
Yeah.
He played center field in 2023 in 95 games and
That's
then
enough.
Did it
That's enough.
95 times in 2024 prior to being traded.
Yeah.
So he has played a grand total of 192 games in center, 167 at second, 46 at short, 45 at third.
Wasn't great in center, though.
No, yeah, I get that. I mean, that's one of the trade-offs. Like, he's not going to be the most brilliant defensive player, though I do think with experience he'll get better and better. So to answer your question about a guy like Caleb Durbin, and even before that, like Jason Dominguez has to prove himself. He's going to get an opportunity, but what if he doesn't hit?
Yeah.
He doesn't just get a free reign to be an everyday outfielder. So I do believe that there should be opportunities present for young players if they can earn it. I think Caleb Durbin's certainly part of that equation.
I disagree with what you just said wholeheartedly about Jason Dominguez.
What?
2 years ago, Jason Dominguez hit pre-injury. This year, he was not given enough length. We know Boone's fascination with Alex Verdugo. Next year has to be Jason Dominguez's year, left, center, right, wherever you're putting him in the outfield, and he should be given that leash. And why, you ask?
Because they did the same thing with Volpe.
Tiki, I love you. I love you. Why would Anthony Volpe be granted that 2 years ago after beating out Peraza and not grant that to Dominguez, who's a bigger prospect for them?
Well, right? I'm giving him the opportunity. I'm just saying if he hits 215. I mean, got to remember something about Jason Dominguez. You talked about his experience in 2023. He played eight games. So when you say he proved it up here, he played eight games.
Yeah, and nobody was paying attention.
Yeah, and look, I give him credit.
There was no pressure. I mean, not that you want to knock what he did, but there was no pressure.
There's no pressure, but more than that, it's just he hasn't proven anything yet. Now, should he get that opportunity in the outfield? Of course. But just because they did something with Anthony Volpe 2 years ago doesn't mean you get free reign in the outfield. If he produces, and I think he will, he's an everyday player. But if he doesn't, he may not be an everyday player. And then you got to factor in Giancarlo's not going to play every day. There's going to be DH days for Aaron Judge. Luis Robert Jr., if I do acquire him, is injury prone. He may get hurt. There's a lot of different ways where young players will get opportunities. So do not worry. Do not fear. Your plan, by the way, Sean's plan was Corbin Burns, Cody Bellinger, and Anthony Santander.
And making sure you're all in and there's no way you don't get Murakami.
Okay. Well, that's Murakami? Next year. That Murakami. That's a year from
but
now.
But no. But you need to spend this year courting him like she's the hottest girl you want to take to prom.
Yeah, but wait a second. Your plan is also putting yourself in that you've just dropped $90 million for next year, potentially.
Yeah.
My plan actually creates more wiggle room. So my plan is more accommodating to Murakami than yours is.
I disagree because you're clouding an infield spot where I'm hoping this guy plays first to third base.
No, you're not. Cody Bellinger has 1 year left on his deal, and at that point, I could trade him. Or maybe he opts out.
What about
and he's not
Bregman
on the team.
And Correa at third?
Well, first of all, it's one guy. It's Bregman or Correa. Mm-hmm. And fine, they're your third baseman. And by the way, they also may move positions. Maybe you end up moving Alex Bregman to second base. Bregman's talked about an openness to potentially doing that. Maybe Correa goes back to shortstop and you dump Anthony Volpe. I don't know. It's 2 years from now.
I think the only worry about an Astro, because some people aren't over it, mm-hmm. like Sean. Some people are, like you and me.
Thank you.
Even though you're not a Yankee fan. But if
I'm also more forgiving, Teague.
True. But
thank you.
If he has any kind of struggle,
mm-hmm.
it starts a season and he's just slumping,
mm-hmm.
the hate will be loud.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We thought, you know, Sean trying to boo Rodon in his first year was bad. Everybody will be booing him.
Yeah, they will turn quicker on him.
They will not give him the benefit of the doubt. That's the only potential downside. Now, if you believe he's just going to be fine regardless, then who cares? Don't worry about that.
Whose plan B do you prefer?
I think I got to take Sean's.
Thank you. God. That hurts Evan's soul as a baseball offseason.
Kind of does. Kind of hurts my soul a little bit. Mm. But you know what? I'm okay because deep down I know I'm right. You guys are wrong. And that's okay.
You know what? It's not going to matter because Soto's going to stay. It's all good.
Right. After all that, it was a plan B of uselessness.
At least according to Starkiller.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Skywalker or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Massbeth. How are you, John?
How's it going? How's it going, guys?
What's up?
You know, so I'm listening to you guys talk about, you know, plan B. First off, Correa, Bregman, screw them. Bregman's going to want too much money. Correa's already getting too much money. You do not pay tier B players tier A money. There's only about 25 hitters and about 20 pitchers in the game that I would want to give a long-term deal, 5 years or longer, to, and they are not it. Juan Soto is one of them, and Corbin Burns is one. Now, if you strike it on Soto, the Yankees really don't need a starting pitcher, so you got to pivot to what the trade market is. Next year, Vlad Jr. is a free agent. See what the price is on him. If you can't get him, then think outside the box.
Mm.
Look at a team like Pittsburgh. Mm. See what the price on Brian Reynolds is or O'Neill Cruz. Go to Oakland. What's the price
Brent
on
Rooker.
Brent Rooker?
The problem with Brent, so you brought up a lot of good names, and I appreciate your creativity, John. A couple of things. I don't understand the Vlad Guerrero thing because the Blue Jays are simultaneously pursuing Juan Soto.
Right.
And to me, it's very odd that the Blue Jays are pursuing Soto seriously while also potentially trading their young homegrown star who's a year away from free agency. Because it doesn't add up.
Well, it doesn't make monetary sense because look, the likelihood of the Toronto Blue Jays getting Juan Soto, I think, it's probably on the bottom side of the teams that are still available. Apparently, he's eliminating teams right now. It may go, and it may not have nothing to do with the money. Mm-hmm. It may just, I don't want to play in Toronto or Canada or whatever it may be. But if they're having conversations to spend that much money on Juan Soto, why have we never had any conversation, or at least they, spending a fraction of that on their homegrown star?
It doesn't add up.
It doesn't make sense.
To me, it makes me think they're not going to trade him, and they're going to try to re-sign him. And maybe they'll lose him, and maybe next year in free agency, Sean brings up Murakami, who's coming over from Japan. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a free agent. Maybe he leaves. I don't know what's going to happen a year from now. But the whole idea of the Blue Jays trading him doesn't make sense while they're also pursuing Juan Soto. I'm also very skeptical that the Pirates are going to trade Brian Reynolds right after signing him. And the problem with this guy, Brent Rooker in Oakland, and I brought him up on the Rico recently, had a great year last year for the A's. He only DH'd. Right. And what I'd love to know is, can he play the outfield? Because if you're the New York Yankees, and I certainly even feel this way as a Met fan, I'm not in love with trading for an exclusive DH. Right. I like the DH spot being open. Now, the Yankees don't have it that open because of Giancarlo, but the good thing about Giancarlo is he's not an everyday player. We saw that last year. He'll play five times a week. He'll get an off day twice a week. So you can do that and still have the DH spot available twice a week, sometimes three times a week. Am I really going to acquire a guy who has to DH? The Yankees don't have room for that.
No, they don't, because there's too many guys that they might need to and want to put in that position on a regular basis, particularly Giancarlo.
Let's go to Jason in Montgomery. How are you, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Evan and Tiki? How you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Good, good. I do have an NFL. I have my Yankee point. Evan, you mentioned earlier about the possibility of trading like either Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez, correct?
Yes.
I actually was open to that idea like in the postseason last year because, having Jason Dominguez on that roster, not playing him, I had that thought to myself too of maybe they would trade him in the offseason, especially knowing his injury history because, if you did need to DH him at times, you already do have Stanton. So I actually do agree with you on that point.
But remember this. I'm not saying open-endedly, hey, I'm looking to trade Jason Dominguez. I'm being specific with if I can get Garrett Crochet, who's a 25-year-old left-hander making no money coming off a real good year last year, and I can get a guy that I happen to be higher on than others, and Luis Robert Jr., who signed with a team-friendly contract and has shown us his potential as an all-star, then that would be worth it. Like, not all trades are created equal. In this case, I know I've got to give up a lot to get that. And in this case, I'd be willing to because of the return.
Oh, yeah. No question. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Just one more point. I just have to bring this up real NFL real quick.
Yeah.
So this week, I did, in my NFL game picks, I actually won 15 of the 16 NFL games. I got, I guess, ball right. The one pick I did not get right is the Jets.
Well, you know what I would say to you? You deserve it. I would say I feel bad for you, but at the end of the day, kind of like myself, I sat here when we made NFL picks last week, and I idiotically picked the Jets. And you know who I'm mad at? I'm not even mad at Aaron Rodgers. I've accepted he's been a losing player this year. I'm not mad at Sauce Gardner, who unfortunately injured his hamstring and missed half the time. I'm not even mad at the constant string of penalties. I'm mad at myself. I'm an idiot. I'm the one who thought they would win that football game. So, Jason and Montgomery, and I say this with as much peace and love as I could possibly offer, you're the idiot. Am I wrong?
That's a nice way to put it.
He understands.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.